Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to thank the people that organized this workshop, Ulrich, Martin, and all the staff. Then I would like also to apologize if my English seems to be not so proficient. I'm from an African country, an African French-speaking country, and I studied English many years ago in the former Soviet Union. Yeah. And now I am working in Poland with the Polish language. And yeah, it will be better for me to speak in Polish. now, of course. That's why I, for almost 10 years, I just occasionally use English language, and that's why my English is not so better as I would like, and for that, many, many apologies. My topic is integration process in West Africa, an historical approach on the example of Mali Empire and the AOF, the French call it AOF, the West, French West Africa, in French they call it Afrique Occidentale Française. I would like just today to focus on mainly French-speaking countries in West Africa, former French colonies that belong to that federation which was called French West Africa. And it was a federation which was built by French colonial power, French administration, and this federation lasts from 1895 until 1958. Almost all the eight former colonial territories that belong to this federation, which was called AOF, belong now to the West African Economic and Monetary Union. And I just would like to focus my presentation on this monetary union in order to see how former French colonies are trying to integrate this post-colonial area. That's why I put it like this. EOMOAD, this is the French abbreviation. In English, they say West African Economic and Monetary Union. In French, Union Economique et Monetaire West African. And this union is like a continuation of the former AOF, or just an economic integration shaped by structural adjustment. Here I make it some points. The genesis of this West African Economic and Monetary Union, then the Franc CFA zone, WAMU, like West African Monetary Union, which has the Central Bank of the BCIO, Banque Centrale des États de l'Afrique de l'Ouest, the Central Bank of West African States, a cooperation agreement with France, economic crisis, WAMU treaty, and at last the structural adjustment measures dictated by the International Monetary Fund. Today we have some meanings of these abbreviations in English and in French, and the map of this former territories which belong to the West African, French West African Federation, which was called La Fédération de l'Afrique de l'Ouest. Here we have these territories. It was there were eight at that time before the beginning of the Second World War II. The territory of Senegal, which was divided by, into two territories, Dakar and dependencies, and the colony of Senegal. Then the colony of Sudan, which was called French Sudan, just to distinguish it from the Sudan that belonged to the British. Then the colony of Mauritania, the colony of Guinea, the colony of Niger, the colony of Ivory Coast, and at that time, Upper Volta, which is called now Burkina Faso, was divided into two parts, even three, and it belonged, it was divided between Sudan, French Sudan, Niger, and Ivory Coast. The most part belonged at that time to the Ivory Coast until the end of the Second World War, until 1947. Then now, the map of the member of the West African Economic and Monetary Union. As we see, at the same era, at the same area, there are almost the same countries that belong now to this West African Economic and Monetary Union. There are, of course, two differences. Now, Mauritania doesn't belong to this union, and Guinea-Bissau, a former Portuguese colony, belongs from 1997 to this monetary and economic union. Then some historical facts, how this West African Economic and Monetary Union started, the genesis of this union. At first, 2 years after the independence, six former French colonies, which were Benin at that time, Dahomey, Burkina Faso at that time, Upper Volta, Côte d'Ivoire, Niger, Senegal, and Togo since 1963, which were member of the Franc Zone, created the West African Monetary Union. It was on May 1962. And they, at that time, declared their commitment to a monetary cooperation both between themselves within a union and with France, the former colonial power in the Franc Zone. I don't know, but it is a shift here. It will be bigger than, it must be bigger, but okay. Here we have the creation of this Franc CFA, which is now the money for this territories, because it was French territory, French colonial territories, but now from 16 independent state, but independence in output it independence, but at all, because they almost until now depends economically on the former colonial power. And this money was created on December 1945, just at the time when France ratified this Bretton Woods agreements, and France Treasury guaranteed now this currency, which is called CFA. CFA had three meanings in the history. At first, it means Colonie Française d'Afrique, in English, French colonies of Africa since 45 until the end of the Federation of AOF until 1958. Then, after the independence, these 2 years, French community of Africa, at the time of the French community, which was created by De Gaulle in 1958, and then now, CFA means African Financial Community, Communauté Financière d'Afrique. And the BCAO is this bank which issued this currency. Nowadays, it is located in Dakar, but for many years, until 1973, it was headquartered in Paris and was headed by a French director until 1973. It was created on 1959. And before French give the management and the headquarters to African countries, French requests to sign with this countries a new agreement. And this new agreement is something like that France, like the country that guaranteed this currency, every country of this zone has to pay 50% of their state exchange reserve to an account in the Central Bank of Paris, in Paris. At the beginning, it was 100% until 1973. Now it is 50% until 2005. This zone, which is this area, which is called West African Economic and Monetary Union, I've said that this WAMU was changed in 1994 to West African Monetary and Economic Union. And before that, it was two external shocks in the 80s that do complicated the situation in this area. The first one was the collapse of commodity prices, and the second one, the real appreciation of this currency, which is called CFA. And these two external shocks, among others, were the causes of a big economic crisis of this area, which was called at the time West African Monetary Union. And it was a rapid deterioration of main macroeconomic and financial indicators. And at the time, it was a strong desire for a real economic integration beyond just monetary union, and the necessity for economic reforms to ensure this cohesion. Uh, the treaty that established the West African Economic and Monetary Union. I have just said that the West African Monetary Union was changed into West African Economic and Monetary Union in 1994 in Dakar, exactly the 10th of January. And some sources said that it was changed into this economic integration with the influence or pressure of the EU under French, influence. And 2 days after signing of this treaty that established the West African Economic and Monetary Union, this currency, CFA, was devalued, and it was also under the pressure of France. It was the 11th or the 12th of January 1994. And nowadays, the equivalency is for 1 euro, we have almost 700 Frank CFA. Then these structural adjustment measures that were dictated by the International Monetary Fund. For example, in 1998, this organization, IMF, made a big pressure on this union in order to harmonize the tax rates for value added, which is called what? What? To 18% for all products and all member countries of this monetary and economic union. That is something just unique, maybe, because in the other union, like EU, there are different rates of this what? Different rates on products and different rate in different countries, And here we have a rate 80% for all products and for country in, and for all countries. It is something just seems to be unique. As a measure, among all multilateral surveillance, common external tariff, and these measures were presented in the media as advances in the economic integration process. In reality, it seems to us that they are just structural adjustment measures. And of course, it was a disapproval of these programs in Africa, changing tax, and at that time, and the institution of Bretton Woods, like IMF, change tactics and present now these measures as measures of economic integration. Just to conclude, we should say that ALFUAMALA, in French it will be Afrique Occidentale Française and Union Économique et Monétaire West African Economic and Monetary Union, the same area and almost the same countries, former French colonies. Only Mauritania and Guinea-Bissau have their own currency and are not member of this West African Economic and Monetary Union. And Guinea-Bissau joined this union in 1997. It seems to us that the safe currency issued by a central bank in Dakar, and which is the currency of these 8 member states in this union, it is also the currency of other member states, but in the Central Africa, which is called in Central Africa, we have other countries who have also CFA, other countries, former French colonies. And this CFA currency seems to be a solid tie and an integration element, but remains a colonial currency under external control. That's why it seems to us that the real integration needs at first a real independence, a real political will, which is to try at first to improve conditional life of these populations and to big populations closer together, and an integration from the people and not from the states. Thanks a lot.